You're listening to Workipedia by Workforce Singapore, a podcast for all matters career related. Whether it's job hunting tips or career development advice, we have the insights and answers for all your questions.
Hi, welcome to the podcast on salary negotiations. My name is Dr. Christopher Fong, and I'm your host for today's podcast. Have you always asked yourself, how do I negotiate for my salary? Or what do I indicate on my CV? Or when asked about my expected salary during the interviews, what do I say? When negotiating for salary, it is important to gather as much information as possible. There are basically 5 points you need to consider before giving any answer. In today's podcast, I will share 5 important tips concerning this topic. Let's start. Remember this word, money. M-O-N-E-Y. M is for market benchmarking. Market benchmarking is about you doing your homework of getting some information. Information about how much salary is paid for a particular role in different industries. There are companies who put together a market standard or market median of the salary range. This is called benchmarking. Some of these companies like Glassdoor, JobStreets.com, Robert Walters, Michael Page, Tower Watson, Hayes Consulting Group, etc. They will usually publish quarterly reports and do a salary benchmarking for different sectors and industries and different roles as well. Salary is part of 3 components called total annual package. The other 2 components are variable bonuses and allowances. Sometimes there is a 4th component called commission payout if you're in the sales role. The variable bonuses are very dependent on the company's performance. So, you will need to ask the interviewers during interviews or recruiters about the bonuses paid in the last 2 years. Allowances are negligible. Unless your role requires you to travel overseas, then these allowances would include flight, accommodation, and meals. Like the bonuses, if you are in a sales role, you might need to inquire what is the percentage of commission that is rewarded for sales targets. Next, we move on to O. O is for offer a counter. When negotiating for salary, always do your homework first. A rule of thumb when you want to counter offer for salary is between 3 to 6%. Let me explain how I got the 3 to 6%. Follow these 3 steps. Number 1, go to the internet and look at websites like Glassdoor, JobStreets.com, Robert Walters, Michael Page, Tower Watson, Hayes Consulting Group, etc. They usually report on salary range of particular roles of an industry or sector. What they report is a baseline or a market standard, sometimes it's called market median. Number 2. Now refer to your previous salary. Compare your previous salary with what they have reported. Was your previous salary lower or higher from what they reported? Number 3. What would you need to consider now? Whether it is higher or lower. This will affect your negotiation. Let me explain. If it's lower than the market standard reported by the consultants, you have to start negotiating from the baseline. Why? Because your previous salary was lower. Now, if your previous salary was higher, then you can negotiate 3 to 6% higher from the market standard that was reported. I hope this is clear and easy to understand. Let's move on to N. N is for not too sure. Many times, we are pressured to give a figure to the expected salary. In negotiation, use time as a break to consider and get back to them after 24 hours. Don't feel pressured to give an answer immediately. You might need to consult a compensation and benefits expert about this adjustment or even ask a friend. Do think about your current life priorities. For example, would this job be your final job before you retire? Or you still have a longer runway? This can affect your future salary negotiation when you next apply for another job. So take advantage of time to think through and speak to someone. E is for inquire more. Inquire about their total annual package. What is included in the breakdown? Study the breakdown and see if it meets your long-term objectives, that is, your current life priorities and goals. Total annual package consists of three main components, they being base salary, allowances, variable bonuses, and sometimes commission, that's if you're in the sales and marketing role. Let's move on to the last letter, Y. Y is for your choice. I believe salary is a very sensitive matter. Thinking thoroughly before giving a figure that you are comfortable with is important. What is the impact if you were to negotiate for a lower package that is below the market rate? Would there be an impact in future when I next apply for another job? Keep updated with the salary benchmarking at every quarter. Taking reference from those big companies that I have mentioned earlier. Finally, with this information about salary, it will be up to your decision and choice to take the job offer. Let's recap the 5 points called money. They are M for market benchmarking, O, offer a counter, N, not too sure, E, inquire more, Y, your choice. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast as much as I have presenting it to you. I trust it will better prepare and help you when you next negotiate for that all-important salary package. Till our next podcast, I'm Dr. Chris, wishing you the best. Thank you. If you'd like to get more information about career resources, please do check out WSG's Career Grid. Visit go.gov.sg/careergrid-podcast and begin your journey with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode from Wikipedia by Workforce Singapore. Stay tuned for more insights and tips on all things career-related. Don't forget to follow Workforce Singapore on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, as well as subscribe to our newsletters and the WSG Jobs and Career Advice Telegram channel for the latest updates from us.